I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm continuing the morning music program. I played a recording by Eddie Fisher of a song written by Billy Reid just before the news, and I said that I'd be playing another one composed by Billy Reid, and here it is.
There's a tree in the meadow with a stream drifting by, and carved upon that tree I see I love you till I die. I shall always remember the love in your eye, the day you carved upon that tree I love you till I die. But further on down Lover's Lane, a silhouette I see. I know you're kissing someone else. I wish that it were me. By the tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you'll always know I love you till I die. By that tree in the meadow, my thoughts always lie, and wherever you go, you always know I love you till I die.
Words in a Tree in the Meadow by Billy Reid were rather sad, weren't they? They were sung by Margaret Whiting with the orchestra of Frank Duvall, and that record was a success on the hit parades for Australia in 1941. I'm taking you now to the 1970s and then the 1960s.
Day after day, I must face a world of strangers where I don't belong, and that it's strong. It's nice to know that there's someone I can turn to who will always care. You're always there when there's no times when the city seems to be without a friendly face, a lonely place. It's nice to know that you'll be there if I need you, and you'll always smile. It's all worthwhile when there's no
dreams won't come true. I can't take all the madness the world has to give.
seem to up and disappear. You touch me with the love you're bringing. I can't really lose when you're near.
When you're near, my love.
If all my friends have forgotten half their promises, they're not unkind, just hard to find. One look at you, and I know that I could learn to live without the rest. I've found the best when there's no getting over that rainbow. When my smallest of dreams won't come true, I can't take all the madness the world has to give, but I won't last a day. Without you.
Don't let's go.
You've Lost That Love and Feeling, sung by the Righteous Brothers in 1965. It was written by Phil Spector, Barry Mann and Cynthia Vile. It was preceded by the Carpenters' recording from the 1970s, one of their many, song written by Paul Williams and Roger Nichols, I Won't Last a Day Without You.
Be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glories twine around my door, whispering pretty little stories I love to hear once more. When I'm strolling with my girlie, where the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning. Now if I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make me a wish, here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Carolina in the Morning, written by a couple of American songwriters, Walter Donaldson and Gus Kahn in 1922 for a New York Review, and sung by Bing Crosby in 1975 in London with the orchestra of Paul Smith, Carolina in the Morning.
Someday, some way, you'll realize that you've been blind. Yes, darling, you're going to need me again. It's just a matter of time. Until you reach the end of the line, but I cross my way again. It's just a matter of time. After I gave you everything I had, you laughed and called me a clown. Remember, in your search for fortune and fame, what goes up must come down. I know that one day you'll wake up and find that my love was a true love. It's just a matter of time.
It's just a matter of time. That was Brooke Benton's recording, a hit recording from 1959.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, but you do. You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do.
Why, I just do. Sung by the Canadian soprano Rita McNeil, written back in 1931 by Roy Turk and Fred Arlett. As for my singer of renown, this is a segment that I introduced at the suggestion of one of my listeners a few years ago now, a play recording by a singer, a renowned singer, whom I might not normally include. And today it's an American baritone, Bruce Hubbard. Born in 1952, he performed on Broadway and also at the Metropolitan Opera and also on BBC television. He made many notable recordings in the United States and also in the United Kingdom. Bruce Hubbard, who died of pneumonia, age 39, in 1991. Enjoy this recording of Bruce Hubbard singing a Gershwin song.
That's the kind of guy I'm. While all the folks grow dizzy, I keep busy dividing my time. I'm biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I'm. While all the folks grow dizzy, I keep busy biding my time. Next year, something's bound to happen. This year, I'll just keep on napping and biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I'm. There's no regretting when I'm setting biding my time. Some fellas love to tiptoe through the tulips. Some fellas go on singing in the rain. Some fellas keep on painting skies with sunshine. Some fellas must go swinging down the lane. But I'm biding my time, 'cause that's the kind of guy I'm. Beginning on a Monday, right through Sunday, biding my time. Give me glass that's full of tinkle.
We were listening to Bruce Hubbard sing Biding My Time from the Gershwin musical Girl Crazy, written back in 1930. I'm going to play now a couple of songs from Fiddler on the Roof. That was a New York show which opened late in September 1964. Music by Jerry Bock and lyrics by Sheldon Harnick. And a couple of songs to enjoy from Fiddler on the Roof.
I wonder if Yenta the matchmaker found a husband for you.
Oh, Yenta, Yenta, Yenta.
Well, somebody has to arrange the matches. Young people can't decide these things themselves.
She might bring someone wonderful.
Someone interesting.
And well off.
And important. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, I'll bring the veil. You bring the groom, slender and pale. Bring me a ring, for I'm longing to be the envy of all I see.
For Papa, make him a scholar.
For Mama, make him rich as a king. For me,
matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Night after night in the dark I'm alone, so find me a match of my own.
Since when are you interested in a match, Chava? I thought you just had your eye on your books. And you have your eye on the rabbi's son.
Well, why not?
We have only one rabbi. He has only one son. Why shouldn't I want the best?
Because you're a girl from a poor family. So whatever Yenta brings, you'll take. Right? Of course, right.
Hoddle, oh Hoddle, have I made a match for you? He's handsome, he's young. All right, he's 62, but he's a nice man, a good catch. True?
True.
I promise you'll be happy, and even if you're not, there's more to life than that. Don't ask me what. Chava, I found him. Will you be a lucky bride? He's handsome, he's tall. That is from side to side, but he's a nice man, a good catch. Right?
Right.
You heard he has a temper. He'll beat you every night, but only when he's sober. So you're all right. Did you think you'd get a prince? Well, I do the best I can. With no dowry, no money, no family background. Be glad you got a man.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, you know that I'm still very young. Please take your time.
Up to this minute, I misunderstood that I could get stuck for good. Dear Yenta, see that he's gentle. Remember, you are also a bride. It's not that I'm sentimental. It's just that I'm terrified.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, plan me no plans. I'm in no rush. Maybe I've learned playing with matches a girl can.
From the original Broadway cast of Fiddler on the Roof.
Dear God,
that was
you made
Matchmaker,
many,
Matchmaker.
Many poor people. I realize, of course, that it's no shame to be poor, but it's no great honor either. So, what would have been so terrible if I had a small fortune? If I were a rich man, yeah, dear, 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 dear. All day long I'd bitty bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty bitty rich, if I did a died a man, I'd build a big tall house with rooms by the dozen right in the middle of the town. A fine tin roof with a real wooden floors below. There could be one long staircase just going up and one even longer coming down. And one more leading nowhere just for show. I'd fill my yard with chicks and turkeys and geese and ducks for the town to see and hear, squawking just as noisily as they can. And each loud will land like a trumpet on the ear, as if to say here lives a wealthy man. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd bitty bitty bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. If I were a bitty bitty rich, I'd a diddle 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 man. I see my wife, my Goldie, looking like a rich man's wife with a proper double chin, supervising meals to our heart's delight. I see her putting on airs and strutting like a peacock. Oh, what a happy mood she's in.
screaming at the sevens day and night. The most important men in town will come to fawn on me. They will ask me to advise them like a Solomon the wise. If you please, Reb Tevye, pardon me, Reb Tevye, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. When you're rich, they think you really know. If I were rich, I'd have the time that I lack to sit in a synagogue and pray, and maybe have a seat by the Eastern Wall. And I discuss the holy books with the learned men 7 hours every day. That would be the sweetest thing of all. Oh, if I were a rich man, all day long I'd biddy-biddy-bum. If I were a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work hard. Lord, who made the lion and the lamb, you decreed I should be what I am. Would it spoil some vast eternal plan if I were a wealthy man?
You just heard a couple of songs from the original Broadway cast of the Fiddler on the Roof show from New York, 1964. Music by Jerry Bock, lyrics by Sheldon Harnick. And the first song was Matchmaker, Matchmaker. That was sung by three of the leading ladies from the cast. And then the leading male, Tiev, the leading character, really, in the show, sang If I Were a Rich Man. And that was Zero Mostel, who played the role in that Broadway production.
Well, now, gee, but it's great after staying out late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby back home. But we go along harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. The hours go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and cuddles her cheek to my chest. We start in to pet, and that's when I get her powder all over my vest. Just when I try to straighten my tie, she wants to borrow my comb. One kiss and then we continue again, walking my baby back home. Well, gee, but it's great after staying out late, walking my baby back home. Well, arm in arm over meadow and farm, walking my baby home. For a while, she gives me a smile and cuddles her cheek to my chest. Well, we start in to pet, and that's when I get her powder all over my vest. And just when I try to straighten my tie, she wants to borrow my comb. One kiss and then we do.
Did you remember that recording, Walking My Baby Back Home? Recording by Johnny Ray in 1952. In fact, it topped our hit parades in 1952. It had been written in 1930 by Roy Turk, Harry Richman and Fred Arlott. And in 1929, Louis Armstrong sang Rhythm Man. Armstrong and his orchestra recorded that Rhythm Man in 1929.
No one to talk with all but myself. No one to walk with, I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I know for certain the one that I love. Through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. I'm like Jack Horner in a corner, don't go nowhere. What do I care? Your kiss is there worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you.
coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. I'm out of the shade.
Cookie Grant sang On the Sunny Side of the Street, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. And before that, Kay Starr sang Ain't Misbehavin', a recording made in 1949. The song had been written back in 1929.
Say hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill, and I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dancing spree. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Say, hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys sang one of Hank Williams' songs, Hey Good Lookin'. Mancini wrote the theme music for the Pink Panther movie, and that was his orchestra's recording of it.